Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Giddy guarding the inbound man, Oubre, who flips to Grimes. Top key three. No good. Ball knocked away. What a comeback here in United Center as the Bulls rally from 24 down to beat the Sixers. 113 to 111. The Bulls are now the top team in the Eastern Conference as they improve to 6-1.
I'm not sure, is now the time I can give that love to the Bulls?
Absolutely, let's do it. Hey, Chicago, listen up.
I'm playing incredible. I think they have six guys in averaging 12 points or more. They don't have one guy that just gets cooking, gets his isolation game on. They have guys that have moved the ball. Billy D, his coach, put him in a system where they pass and cut. They randomly back cut. They do a lot of pick and rolls are confused, then drive, kick. Everybody is getting to the paint, and it's been super fun to watch.
This is all without Kobe White.
The great Dirk Nowitzki talking about your Chicago Bulls over on Amazon's coverage of the NBA. They were watching that game, and the
Sixers game.
Yeah, the video of it was great, of like the studio going crazy as the Bulls make that comeback.
That's a really good show already. Dirk is the least polished of the former basketball players on that panel. Udonis Haslem did a bunch of stuff at ESPN, right?
Yeah.
Is it ESPN?
Yeah.
And Blake Griffin is
a personality, and he's literally doing stand-up comedy now. So
that is a really comfortable watch as everybody tries to be as comfortable as the inside the NBA guys.
It's rough to do.
It is. But like hearing those guys talk about the Bulls has been very cool. That's a perfectly chosen cut by our guys, Chris Tannehill and Alex Kuhn, because the whole league and all the league media is kind of a believer in the Bulls in terms of the system. Like, they really appreciate Billy, like Dirk was talking about.
Billy D.
Hall of Fame coach, coaching a style that he wants to be coaching. And he urged the front office to let him pivot to this style a little more than a year ago, and they did. And it's starting to show, and they're deep. All these guys are doing the thing. And so there's an appreciation of that. But right there at the end is Blake Griffin with this little nugget. This is all without Kobe White. Kobe White was their best player last year. Kobe White was a 20 points per game scorer. And they're doing all this without Kobe White. Is he a better player than Josh Giddey? Right now, the way that Josh Giddey's playing, doing a little bit of everything, putting up triple dubs and high assist numbers in general.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I wouldn't have thought I was here.
I don't want to turn my back on Kobe because remember the growth and the moments that Kobe gave us
tremendous,
last year.
Tremendous.
So I don't want to be a prisoner of the moment and not remember that guy was out here putting on a show for people last year.
For sure. For sure. But Josh Giddey is the engine. Right now, he's the engine of the way this team plays. You know, whether you call him the point guard or a point forward or whatever it is.
I actually kind of like it when he's not. I like it when Trey Jones is the in half court offense. In full court, you want Giddey because the way that he can score at the rim, the way that he's pretty good at transition point guarding. In half court, I want Trey Jones with Giddey on a wing because then you get the value of his 3-point shooting. And you're able to have Trey Jones kind of break some stuff down. It'll be interesting to see how they integrate Kobe into this when he comes back.
Yes, it will. From a minutes perspective, but also from a style perspective.
I think that he can play in that style. Like he's not a ball hog.
Well, no, I agree, but like I agree. But do you want to make sure that that guy gets his shots because he's a 20 points per game caliber dude who shoots 37% from 3-point land? Like, do you want to make sure he gets – I mean, do you have to think about that and make sure? Or do you just let him fit into what's happening? Fortunately, we have Kobe White talking about exactly that. From yesterday's shoot-around, here's Kobe White on coming back to a team off to a start like this.
I mean, I think the way I play fits perfectly with the way that we play. So, quick decisions. I'm not a ball stopper. I don't hold the ball like – You know, I just play to win. So, I mean, I don't see no problem or anything like that when it comes to me getting back to it. It's just in terms of, like, finding a rhythm playing again. I haven't played in a long time, in a couple months. So, I mean, I'm very excited to get back. Obviously, you know, just the way the team playing, we're playing for each other, and it's exciting.
Man, Kobe's really been a good soldier, being around, hanging around while he's been hurt. And I was reading there was he keeps trying to grab a walkie-talkie set off the scorer's table and help facilitate a post-game interview with the best player. And the PR staff is like, Kobe, no, we got that, man. We will take care of that.
I like that he's trying to help.
He keeps trying to grab it. And they're like, we're not even going to turn that on. We're not even going to let you use that thing. It's just
Ian Happ thing. Remember when Ian Happ would do the dugout interviews with the device connected to nothing?
That's right. Yeah, they're doing the fake dugout interviews. So Kobe's like trying to feel part of the thing.
I
love that.
I appreciate that about him. Bulls PR has got it. KC has got it. But it can't hurt. It can't hurt for Kobe White to be like, hey, Modest, come over here and talk with KC. Like, I'm all for that.
Like, we got that covered, Kobe. But
I could just see Beth being like, hey, Kobe, we got it.
Don't even turn it on. Guys, we need that one. Damn it. Kobe also, he praised Billy And he said he feels like there's a synergy between the style that they're playing and the talent that they have. So Kobe's seen some stuff, man. He saw it not quite work with DeMar and with Zach, and now he's seeing it work. I'm with you, man. I think he's going to fit right in.
He had to sit there while those two guys worked out their stuff. And he was just like, I am also good at basketball. But I'm just going to stay over here. Because
you know, if you guys need somebody.
I can make three-pointers if you guys would like. I could also dribble drive to the basket. Sometimes I dunk on people. But you guys do you. And you, I imagine it's a lot like Alex. Like Alex walking in here and he's like, guys, I am also good at sports radio.
Yeah. I'm still waiting on that. You know what I mean? Still waiting on the proof of such things.
I'm sorry, Alex.
You know? I mean, the guy doesn't believe in camaraderie and team building, Alex. You know, that's the problem.
That's not the vibe I got from him.
But there was great real camaraderie at his fake event he went to last night, I promise you.
A lot of camaraderie with the folks at Glassa.
Yeah.
Young professionals at Glassa. We ate some pizza.
Young professionals? Oh. Why were you there?
Yeah, I was...
Let me ask you a question.
I was way out of place.
You got any pictures of this fake event? Like, it's like kind of like the moon landing. You know what I mean?
I mean, I was on the gram last night. Like, I didn't see anything.
Yeah, you didn't see anything from Alex there? No. I mean, what did you do?
And it's funny how he knew everything that had gone on in the Broncos-Raiders game, too.
Yeah, they have TVs at Happy Camper.
Oh, do
really?
They?
Yes. Really?
Do they?
Yeah, Happy Camper. That sounds made up, too. Now that I think about it, it's the name of the venue?
Is that a Happy Gilmore movie?
What's going on there?
It's a sequel?
Yeah. I'm picturing Alex posting pictures. Here am I at the charity event. And it's like he's got little, like, you know, Fisher-Price adventure people or like little dolls that are like doing pretend charity things.
I tried to win us like some, they had raffle tickets where you could win dinners to certain restaurants. And
why would you want to win us a dinner? You wouldn't.
Well,
go.
I want.
You'd make up a reason to not be there.
You guys have already won a dinner, Alex. I'm paying for it and we invited you.
You don't like free dinner. Rather go to fake events than eat free dinner.
For us, I suppose. Yeah, we would love that.
Yeah, sure. We'd enjoy that. Yeah, I'm sure you wouldn't go. Thanks for trying to win it for us at your fake event.
So are we going to do dinner next week?
No, we're doing
it. I'm not available.
All right.
Oh, okay. There it is. There it is.
All right. We can use that extra ticket to the Bulls game. All right. Solid.
Oh, my goodness. Seriously, folks, we love Alex. We really do.
He's really good at
his
job.
Really good. He's really good at his job. It's nice to have him here. Got to say that every once in a while.
Thanks, guys. Anyway, back to the Bulls.
Oh, yeah, back to the Bulls.
So here's where I'm at, Speaks, on tonight.
Tell me.
Oh, and by the way.
Because tonight, by the way, they're playing the Bucks. Then they got Cleveland. It's like real competition is coming to breakfast here. We thought it was going to be hell coming to breakfast, but maybe not.
Tonight, the Bulls take on the Bucks in the NBA Cup group play from Milwaukee. Pre-game coverage starts at 6:45. Tip-off is at 7. On the score on the Fitzgerald Equipment Bulls radio network powered by Heli Forklifts. Here's where I'm at. I keep thinking about it in terms of, hey, before this was just an opportunity to see the United Center with a different court on it.
The NBA Cup, yeah.
Yeah, but if they win this game, like they're in great shape to move out of the group. And now we have to start thinking of it that way. Like when we're looking at the Bulls now, like tonight is a night, one, you're right. Like to say, all right, you beat the Sixers. What about Giannis and the boys? How's that going to look? But there is something to play for.
Yeah, this NBA Cup thing is actually a really good idea by the league. I mean, maybe the floors drive you crazy. Tonight is an all-green floor.
Yeah, I thought the Bulls floor last week looked great.
Yeah, I'm a little worried about the all-green thing.
It's
in Milwaukee. But yeah, but it's a cool thing because if anybody may not have caught on, if they move on from the group, then they're in a bracket with a chance to play in like the mid-season tournament where there is financial incentive, and it has proven to be really good entertaining basketball in the middle of a long season.
It's the NBA doing what international soccer does, and I like it. I wasn't sure if I would like it, and I'm someone who enjoys international soccer, but I like it. And now that we're not just looking at the Bulls knocking those games off of their schedule, and that you can go, all right, here's a game where the Bulls are playing for something that's significant, And that's their lives in this tournament, and I like that.
You know, the desire to just sort of try to build something as opposed to being terrible and trying to tank is something that clearly Arturis Karnišovas has done. They're trying to build something. And are they building something? Do they have something? Well, like we said, the national NBA folks are really thinking about it now. And they're especially perhaps thinking about it because all of this is happening without Coby White. Listen to Bill Simmons from the Ringer podcast. And obviously, you know, Bill Simmons used to do NBA pre and post, but loves the NBA, has written great things about the NBA in the past. Whatever you think of him, dude knows the league and knows like the broad strokes of how you build champions potentially. And here are Bill's thoughts on what the Bulls have right now.
If I'm Chicago, I'm now in a car keys situation.
Yeah.
Like, I've struck oil with Josh Giddey. This is not a sample size. This guy is dominating games. He's getting, like, even like in crunch time, he's getting where he wants on the court and creating what shot he wants. Like, you've got something really special happening here. The thing with them when you watch them, and I've really enjoyed watching them all year, is multiple guys who can beat somebody off the dribble and kick out or go to the basket. And they're just really hard to defend because you're always kind of going backwards. And Coby White fits into that. So they might decide we're just better off keeping him. The Coby White thing, I'm really watching to see what they do. We've never seen Chicago spend money. They've been happy to go 40 and 42 every year and not pay the luxury tax. That's who they've been for 15 years. But they have a chance to, you know.
It's really fun.
They also, if they wanted, they could take Coby and a couple of their bigger contracts and go after an expensive guy.
Well, who's like an expensive guy that we think is
like a guy in the 40s, 50 million range, like a real guy.
But the
I'm not going to say a Jaylen Brown, but like a Jaylen Brown. Mm-hmm. Not actually Jaylen Brown. Mm.
Not Jaylen Brown.
Not actually Jaylen Brown.
Like,
unless Bezelis they wouldn't. The
nobody wants to mess with Sabonis, right? Sabonis isn't.
Sabonis for Chicago? No, that I think they would improve the wings if they did anything.
Okay.
That Patrick Williams, Okoro, those kind of guys.
So hold on. Aside from the specific names, which can sidetrack it, the concept is interesting. Because we've known that Coby White might end up on the trade deadline this year. So as you're seeing all the success without him, do you consider packaging him at some point and making that big play for a real big money star to put with Josh Giddey and see what happens?
My issue is that I thought the whole point of signing Giddey is that he's supposed to be that guy. And Modest is supposed to be that guy. So how did we then get to the place of, well, they've got to go find.
I don't know if they have to go find, but they have an opportunity to think about it that way if they want to. You know, like Arturis has not been aggressive since that day that he signed Lonzo and DeMar. Like, we really haven't seen aggression in any direction. And you and I asked him on opening day, might you be more aggressive one way or the other at the deadline, depending on how this team played? And he said, well, sure, that's possible. So what if he's aggressive to go and make a big play for a superstar? Trae Young comes to mind.
I don't want that.
I don't really want him either. But I'm just trying to think of specific opportunities that might present themselves.
My issue is it can't be both things. It can't be the Bulls struck oil on Josh Giddey, and they also need to go get a $40 million player. Like that, those two things can't be in the same universe for me. Because if you're talking about Giddey as a superstar that's good enough to make you think you can get rid of Coby White, then why would you then go out and compound it and spend on a $40 million player when ideally that next player is Modest Bouzelis?
I hear you. And the fact that you've just signed Giddey to a deal that is going to end up looking good if he's this kind of player, you know, gives you opportunities to pay some of your other guys. So your instinct at this point would just to be to hang around with what you have and see how good you can be with what you have.
I'm being told by everyone that this is the thing. So wait, if this is the thing, then what are we doing? Well, if struck oil.
Yeah.
Right?
But here's the thing. We have talked at different downtimes for this franchise and others in the NBA that you build a nest for a superstar. But, build a nest for a superstar to say,
theoretically, I theoretically have two superstars on your team.
But take it back a year. What about the Rockets, who were building something and developing something, and then they had themselves a nest for Kevin Durant, and now they've added Kevin Durant? See, that's probably the model of what we're talking about.
Yeah, but that Rockets team was second in the West.
Right, so what if the Bulls end up being, you know, a top four team or a top five team in the East? They have themselves a nest for a potential superstar.
I'm just saying, I thought that the whole point of this celebration of Josh Giddey is that he's arrived, and before that, we were all talking about Modest being the superstar.
I know, but the opportunities present themselves when you're good. Opportunities present themselves to see if there's a move that you could make to be great. I agree that it's not time.
I feel
not
like
time.
Dollar Bill was talking out his hiney a little bit.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. But once that deadline, when that deadline comes, like the conversations are going to be intense. Very, you know, with some of those tradable pieces.
I do think that Kobe is a tradable piece.
Woo! Which is crazy. If you're good and you're thinking about trading him, that's crazy.
Well, what about Vooch? Is Vooch here in the big picture?
See, boy, now, man. Now you're talking square biz.
Well, we all would have jumped at that a month ago.
He's playing very tradable ball.
He's playing great ball on a good team. These are the decisions you're going to have to make that are fascinating because they're actually compelling and pretty good.
Compelling and rich.
And rich.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.